10 dancers are stretching and warming up for ballet class at B Dance Studios in Miami Gardens. A photo of ballerina Michaela DePrince leaping into the air hangs on the walls above the ballet bars. DePrince is a former principal dancer with the Dance Theater of Harlem. Now she's with the Dutch National Ballet in Amsterdam, where she's the only black ballerina in the company. The students usually admire her photo on the wall when they walk into the studio. But today, DePrince is here in person, teaching them.
6, 7, 8, tendu, pirouette, good, tendu.
One of the students is Jindea Phillips. She's 19 years old and says DePrince is her dance idol.
Beautiful. She's amazing. She's awesome. She's inspiring. She's beautiful. She's unique.
Jindea wants to audition for Performing Arts College, but she questions if she can make it in the ballet world.
Being African American, but as well as being a heavier girl, not skinny, you know, not size zero or whatever else in dance, it can be pretty nerve-wracking.
When those negative thoughts creep in, she says she thinks about DePrince and how she made it, from an orphan in war-torn Sierra Leone to acclaimed ballerina.
Of course, there are always hard times, but if you want something, go for it.
DePrince tells the dancers to dream big and pursue this art form because it's worth it. Perpetua Phillips is the owner of the studio. She says she invited DePrince to show her students that ballet is for them.
Getting past the idea that you can't do it because of your color or because of your shape.
Ballet, historically and still today, is not very diverse. Professional ballet dancers are typically white or have fair skin. Phillips says she wanted to shatter the stereotypes that come with ballet.
Only for the rich, or it's only for someone who grew up in a certain environment or background. So there are all these things that about ballet that it really isn't.
And chasse, use your head. Exactly. Chasse, pas de bras, chasse.
DePrince demonstrates a traveling combination across the floor.
And chasse, chasse, use your head up all the way.
She's honest about the struggle that has little to do with talent.
Because you don't see dark dancers, and dark dancers really stand out. And, you know, sometimes they have to powder your skin because you have to be a little lighter on stage. Sometimes, you know, if you do a photo shoot, they make you a little lighter, like me sometimes.
She says even the basic ballet uniform is not meant for girls with darker complexions.
Sometimes, I mean, when I see myself wearing pink tights and pink pointe shoes, I'm like, this is not me. I mean, my legs are brown. Why am I wearing a different color?
And then there are the tone-deaf comments from other dancers.
I'm just surprised you have good feet. All black dancers have really flat feet. I'm surprised you're flexible. I thought all black dancers were not flexible. Oh, I'm surprised that you got to do White Swan.
White Swan is the lead role in the ballet Swan Lake. She says she has to ignore these comments and just do what she loves, dance, and encourage aspiring dancers to do the same.
Use your head. 2, 3, down on 4.
As class winds down, Jindea Phillips, the 19-year-old who wants to be a professional ballerina, says DePrince motivated her to put aside her doubts of making it in ballet.
It's possible.
And every time she walks into the studio, she'll see the framed photos of Michaela DePrince, of Misty Copeland, of Christina Spigner, a reminder that black girls do ballet too. I'm Nadege Green, in Miami.